Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Jehovah, we sing. Shalom, 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 saints of the Most High, Yah. Yes, Teacher Shane here tonight. I know everybody was expecting Elder Spinney. I was too, but praise Yah. I've not seen him. Well, hopefully everything's coming over well. Thank you, Brother Paul. Oh, shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. 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 Elder Spinney was scheduled to speak tonight, but not heard a word from him. But we'll continue on just for a little bit. Maybe he will show up. I'm not sure. Ah, blessings. Blessings to you all, family of Yah. I pray y'all had a wonderful, wonderful day. As we are children of the day, children of the light, praise Yah. Pray everyone received the seed yesterday, the good word that Pastor brung forth. And it is so true, saints of the Most High, Yah, how the Spirit, the Holy Spirit indwelling in our time is most pertinent. Oh, hallelujah. And it is so very true. And I pray each and every one will heed this warning. A lot of tables to eat from out there. A lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge. But I ask you, is this knowledge that you can strengthen your faith in? Is this knowledge that you can use down the road? Is it knowledge that in times of need, when you're in trial, tribulation, suffering, it will be there to nourish you, to guide you, to lead you? A lot of knowledge out there that seems to puff up. And a lot of people, you know, trusting in the arm of flesh, trust, you know, in their realms of knowledge. Thinking, you know, they're much reading, they're much, you know, library of books. Through their own understanding, they believe that, you know, that this is the epitome of spirituality. But I've seen time and time again through, you know, even through my many years, you know, just walking this walk, seen a lot of saints, you know, thinking they know something with no experience, no depth. I just see them fall away so quickly, you know, especially when offenses come. And they see that they have no defense against the offense that comes, and woe unto whom the offense cometh. They didn't have knowledge, you know, really, from the word of Yah to be a defense against that offense. And it's amazing. You know, they pride themselves, and I know this, and I know that, and through my much studying and this and that, you know, and pat yourself on the back and give yourself much kudos. When the rubber meets the road, when it's time for the flame to hit your ass, and, you know, trials of tribulation, trials of suffering, trials that are there to perfect you, to mold you, to make you more perfect, if perchance you would see them that way, if the proper knowledge is instilled within you, that this knowledge that you should have would have you prepared for the things to come. See, we are elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, our Elohim, our Father. And we became elect. How did we become elect? Through sanctification of the Spirit. And we also became elect unto the foreknowledge. And you notice this pivotal word, through sanctification of the Spirit. And the Spirit does set us apart, if perchance he be in you of a truth, unless you be reprobate. You know, if you have not the Spirit of Yah dwelling in you, like you heard yesterday, you are none of his. And then you hear these doctrines, you hear these teachings, you hear all these persuasions alluring to your flesh through the lust of the flesh. It's easy to have itching ears. It's easy to have a lust for knowledge. But you really take it down to the very core being. You know, one thing I think, you know, I am very grateful for the Most High Yah, is, you know, through his Holy Spirit leading and guiding, they that are led by the Spirit of Yah, they are the sons of Yah, and he will guide you into all truth. And, you know, there's a lot of truth out there, and there's a lot of ministries out there, you know, putting up these banners saying, you know, this is our truth. This is our ware that we want to sell you. This is our product we're putting out on the front line. Come see our commercial. Come, ching, 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 ching. Come spend your money at our gate. But the elect, that is the elect according to the foreknowledge of Yah, and they were elect because of through sanctification, to set apart the peculiarness, the uniqueness that the Spirit does within a person. Then that his former state is no longer seen. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. And the sanctification of the Spirit does show forth a manifestation of who the elect are. Because they don't speak of their own. If they have the Holy Spirit within them, he said, he will bring all things to your remembrance, which Yeshua has spoken. And many with their own power, their own strength, leaning on the armor of flesh, all things are brought to them by their much studying, by the books. And you heard it yesterday. You know, the wars over who has the what was pastor said that, but because they have amassed great, you know, epics, what would the word be? Great, great bags of knowledge. You know, all the researching. Yeah, I have done more researching than you. They research all these books, but they have not researched themselves. They have not searched the things of Yah. They have not searched the Spirit of Yah in them. when the word, the true knowledge tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. Seek ye what first? No, it's not seek ye first a book of Yah or a book about Yah. And what I'm saying is I'm not displacing the word of Yah, the Bible which we have in our hand, but these books that have an interpretation of Yah. Many, many books out there. But you don't seek first all the knowledge out of these books. But you seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. And you seek his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you, these elect, according to the knowledge of Yah. Do you know that you are of the elect? Because you will know that you are the elect of Yah because you've been sanctified, and there is a process of the Spirit that does set you apart. And there's also another telltale sign unto obedience through sanctification, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And you elect said to you, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You know, blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again, us. What was this Peter writing to? The elect. The elect according to the foreknowledge of Yah, the Father. You that are sanctified through the Spirit. You that have been sprinkled. And been of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood that washes whiter than snow. Yeah, that old man was dirty. That old man was wretched. That old man was unclean. That old man was filthy. And if it hadn't been for the blood of Jesus Christ, you would not be clean this day. If perchance you've been set apart of the Spirit. This is a process. But grace unto you and peace be multiplied. But blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively, not a deathly. We are not of the death culture. All out there in the world is of the death culture. One thing that the Spirit does, and the words that we should be receiving in our hearts, in our minds, as knowledge, is the words that are Spirit and the words that are life. We have all tasted of death. Yeshua tasted death for all of us. Who? The elect. But some will say, yeah, he died for all the world. The world of what? The world of his people. Behold, I and the children which Yah hath given him. We are the children, the elect of Yah. We know we are the children because of the Spirit. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Jesus, our Savior Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. How? How have we begotten us, the elect, unto a lively hope? Why? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And those that of us have that have died and rose again, we have partaken of this baptism. We have partaken of this very, very, very same process. All the elect go through this pattern. gotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection? How? To an inheritance, incorruptible, an inheritance, undefiled, an inheritance that fadeth not away, and this inheritance is reserved in heaven for you, who? The elect, that are sanctified of the Spirit, that are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. An inheritance? Joint heirs? Yes, yes, yes. That fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept. You are kept. Stay kept. I see a lot of people have knowledge, but this knowledge has not kept them. This knowledge has not led them. It's sad to say, you know, I'm not knocking knowledge in itself. Knowledge is good. Knowledge is good. But we also have a warning: knowledge, there's a certain knowledge that does puffeth up. And you know, we got a lot of theologians out there. You know, a lot of people have this God logic. Logic, trying to understand Yah through physical means. You know, through reflections of the flesh. Never speaking none of the Spirit. Never showing no power of the Spirit. We know that Yah is love. Yah is love. And we're reading here already what Jesus the Christ that has begotten us again. You know, we may never know the depths of his love. But if we desire to know the depths of his love, then you will desire. You will welcome suffering. But the world tells you, and the world has put out so many visuals of suffering in the wrong manner. They have given you knowledge after a temporal realm. See, we have an inheritance incorruptible. Who? The elect, the elect, the elect. It's undefiled, fading out of the way, reserved in heaven for you, are kept. We are kept. The elect are kept by the power of Yah. How? There's this word again. Through faith unto salvation. Through faith. If we keep the faith, if the faith faileth us not, and we want to in many times give testimony. I have faith. We have faith. A lot of people say, this is the faith of this, and this is the faith of that. But ask yourself, is it the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach? Is it the faith of Jesus Christ? You know, as more and more as time goes on, the more and more as maturity, the years of walking in Christ comes upon, you know, my sojourn on this earth, I learn more and more day by day. Without him, I can do nothing. I cannot muster up a faith of my own accord. I cannot muster up a faith by reading many books. I cannot muster up my own faith by cramming my head full of knowledge. Knowledge that is apart from Yeshua HaMashiach, looking at his life, looking at his love, partaking of his life, partaking of his love. Like his Christian pastor the other day, he said, you know, somebody asked me, you know, why don't you observe all the Jewish holidays? I looked at him and said, why they call them Jewish? And he goes on to say, well, you know, grace. And I look at this man, and I hear his words. hear his heart. You know, and this is a pastor, a Christian pastor. I've been pastoring for 50 years. But I see in all his 50 years, not help him keep from being obese. Had no knowledge. I mean, knowledge has not entered into his being not to be fat. And knowledge has not entered into his being about Yah's feast days. Now, we have knowledge that they're Jewish. And I'm wondering, man, you have a controversy with Jewish, what they call holidays, Jewish festivals, whatever he wanted to call them. And I'm thinking, here you are, you want to strike down with your limited knowledge, you know, the feast of Yah. That's true perspective. That's true knowledge. That's true living knowledge. But his knowledge only takes him to the point to where there are Jewish holidays. So there I have a wall, and there I have built up a fortress that I'm not going no farther. So he can stay in his death. But he has no controversy. No controversy at all by, you know, indulging himself in pagan holidays. Now, you know, that same fervor, with that same knowledge of calling them Jewish holidays and casting them off somewhere as under the law, that these things are not of grace, that same fervor, that same bitterness, you know, his knowledge has not taken him to the point, you know, to forbid the pagan holidays. I'm like, wow, you 50 years and you claiming you have knowledge? And you read that word and the seventh day to you is under the law? Women covering their heads and dressed in modesty and showing their sanctification, that's being under the law? Look at that knowledge. The world looks at us, you know, that are the sanctum as some strange thing. And we should be different and set apart from what they look like. That image. We have an image that we are attaining to. And it's not an image that we have taken many books by all these different authors and learned that this is the custom, and you know, and you got to, you know, do, you know, the rhetoric, the bull crap, this externals, you know, this outward man, he is perishing. And we've got to understand that we have a testimony every day in our own being that we see ourselves and as the days clock on and clock on and we get older and older. We see this outward man perishing. I mean, this is knowledge. This is real living knowledge, real living consciousness, and real living awareness that we've really got to be aware of. And it's sad. But we are kept by the power of Yah through faith, a living faith, not a faith that is floating around up in, you know, the expanse, you know, emptiness between the ears. But this faith, it has life. And this faith walked the earth. And this faith, you know, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. There was a life that we look into. There was a life that we have record of. There is a life written. There is a report of life throughout from Genesis to Revelation, a whole covenant of life that we see that many that stayed within the boundaries and protection of it were fed, were clothed, were housed, were kept in this life, waiting to be translated into the next life, knowing that they have a greater substance coming, that they see the substance in this world, in this realm, and it's not lasting. It's fading away. It's rusting, and it's decaying, and it is fading away. Faith is more than mental assent. And there's a lot of ministries out here that are reaching out with the arm of flesh, but not with the power of the Spirit. See, the people of Yah, the elect of Yah, they clamor for life. They love to stay within the day. They love to stay in the light. They love to see. In darkness there is blindness. You cannot see nothing in darkness. And we don't want to be of them in darkness, you know, gnawing and gnashing on each other because of the bitterness and the unforgiveness and all the ungodliness and everything, you know, that would. And people go to their grave with this bitterness and this unforgiveness and this jealousy and this envy. And they wonder why, you know, when they pass on, there's a worm that dieth not. You didn't kill that worm while you was upon this temporal earth, but you let that worm eat like doth a canker, like a cancer. Just as any bitterness and any envy and any hatred and any jealousy, any emulations and adulteries and fornications will eat. And this sin will reign in your mortal body, and it will show manifestly to all around. You can see the overweight person; they are wearing their sin. Through understanding of the Spirit of Yah, through our own experience, through our own trials and tribulations, and it is grieving. We can, you know, see those that are just out there in the world. They wear their sin like a glove. I mean, it's just pounding, and it's like a 2,000-watt neon sign. And it should always be a testimony to us. Do you want to go back to your wallowing in the mire? Do you want to be like a dog returning to the vomit? Those that are kept by the power of Yah through faith. That's if you keep the faith, that if you be weary not in well-doing, but you are kept. You're not kept by your much reading, by your much research. Oh, I found this, and I found that, and this word don't mean this, and this word don't mean that, and you don't pronounce it like this, and you don't pronounce it like that, and you're twisting your tongue and saying all this Hebrew, but there ain't no damn language of love coming out of your being at all. You cannot cast out a devil. You cannot raise the dead. You cannot heal the sick. No, you have no conversation in your being whatsoever. You've not been set apart by the Spirit, and you're not relying on His power. We think we can do this thing on our own volition, on our own strength. Hell no, we cannot. We are kept by the power of Yah through. Notice that word, through. Through. I relish even though it's the King James Version. No, I rely on the Spirit. I don't rely on my own intellect. I don't rely on my own understanding. But in all my ways, I've got to acknowledge. And even though this thing might be written in English, oh, as you read. It's a pagan language. See, this temporal knowledge, this knowledge that ain't getting you nowhere. This knowledge that say, yeah, you speak of your faith, huh? That's not a faith. You just might as well speak you're of the Baptist Club or the Presbyterian Club or the Church of Christ Club. Or you've been down to the Pentecostal Burger House. Or when you got you some Catholic chicken. Yeah, just go there. We are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation. And this is ready to be revealed in the last time. Because we greatly rejoice. We must greatly rejoice. The elect who have an inheritance, the corrupt, the undefiled, that fadeth not away, this inheritance that's reserved for us, the elect that are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation. And here we are in the last time, ready to be revealed. And in this we rejoice, we greatly rejoice. But now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. But welcome the temptations. Change your mind. Now the temptations are going to come. The enemy is going to fight you. Why? Because you are set apart. You are contrary to him. Temptations are going to come. They're going to come to your flesh. Like I tell many brothers, many brethren, at times, when these things come upon you, don't look at them as something for you to take yourself and wallow around on the ground and wallow in the mud and say, woe is me and nobody knows and you ain't walked a day in my shoes and you wallow and you sob and you billow in your own. But I say you look at it as something there, saints of the Most High, whatever you're going through. Know this with unspeakable joy that you are the elect of Yah, that you have an inheritance, that you are kept by the power of Yah. Do not let the temptation, do not let the trial, do not let any of this persuade you from the love of Yah. You may be in heaviness, but change your mind to a point to where you know this is sharpening me. This is molding me. This is making me stronger. If it hadn't been for the grace of Yah opening my eyes to see these things which be in me, then how? I mean, these things are here. These things are brought. These things are manifested to draw you closer to him, to cause you to cleave unto him. Because many of us, we don't have the answers. But he has the answer. He has the knowledge. We got to go through this knowledge to cleave to him. You got a spirit of heaviness? You got a spirit of depression? What does knowledge teach you? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your hands unto Yahweh. Sing in the spirit. See, wherein we greatly rejoice. Wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, and it does happen for a season. These seasons are for come. Welcome them. Don't just say, oh, Most High has walked away from me. He don't love me no more. I don't hear his voice no more. I've been cast away. I've been cut off. No. You got to greatly rejoice. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that this is here to make you stronger. You're going to be kept through the power of Yah. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Why? That's a trial of your faith. And this trial is nothing that's putting you up on a stand trying to say you're guilty. No, this trial is there to make you stronger, to make you more mature, to build you up in the most holy faith. This trial is there for your good. This trial is there to make you the man and woman of Yah that He wants you to be. And many of us, we have aspirations and dreams what we want to be. But if you're sanctified through the Spirit, you cast that crap away. You are no longer your own. You are a purchased possession of Yeshua HaMashiach through the sprinkling of the blood, through the sanctification. He set you apart. He bought you. You are on the market. You didn't understand that while you were in your sin, while you was in your degradation, while you was in your filthiness, you was out there on the market trying to sell yourself. Why do you think all these women, you know, of the world, they got to put all this makeup on and all these tight clothes and all these men got to do, you know, show this and show that. All these people got to show all this flesh and show their great knowledge and everything. They're on the market. They're on the market. They got to sell themselves. And they continually got to advertise themselves. Now, if you've been bought by Yeshua HaMashiach, there's no more need for that crap. Get yours. You're not no longer on the market. You've been bought with a price. You're not on the devil's market no more. He don't need to stick you out there. That the trial of your faith being more, much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Notice that. Notice the words. It's much more precious than of gold. And it's an amazing thing to purify gold and to get gold more pure. It's got the heat's got to be added. The fire's got to be added to it. It's got to be put through fires of tribulation, fires of temptations. All that's, you know, it's an amazing thing. And when gold, you know, is heated to a certain point, that all the impurities, that the fire, that it does cleanse. And now, you know, our Yah is a consuming fire. Let Him consume you. So that the fire of Yah, the baptism of fire, you know, Yeshua, you know, John the Baptist, there's one cometh after me that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And this fire is here, these fire, the trial of your faith, the trial to make you more precious than of gold. And we can look out here on the world market and how they look at gold. And gold is more valuable the more pure it is. But this trial of your faith, this maturing, this bringing you up into a more holy, more righteous, bringing you into the greater image of Yah. It's more precious than of gold. And gold perishes. It's here for a limited time only. But you, the elect, you are not here for a limited time. And you've got to understand that. Though it be tried with fire, what the trial of your faith, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's when it shall be. And Jesus Christ, whom you have not seen, but we, none of us at any time in this hour, have not seen Him. But we love Him. But we love Him. But we love Him. But we love Him. In whom, though now ye see him not, but we believe. What is that causing us to believe? What is that causing us to love? Oh, that is something, you know, that I made of my own accord. That is something that I have induced within myself. No. 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 I am here to tell you through sanctification of the Spirit that it is the Spirit of Yah that dwells within you that causes you to love. Because Yah is love. And though we have seen him not, through this faith, by the sanctification of the Spirit, we believe. We believe. A lot of people are like, how do you believe somebody you see not? But we see him. Well, we see him. Well, we see him. How do you see him? Well, of a truth, he is in me. And I see what he is doing in me. And I see and I read and I get the report of his life. And I can see that he is conforming me to his image. That the trial of my faith is getting me more to be like him. That the more I've tried, the more I rejoice. The more the temptation comes, the more joy unspeakable is going to be given unto me. Because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And it's because of this love, we are kept by the power of Yah and always stay in his love. Don't crawl into darkness with bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, and all such like. You've been called children of the day. We're no longer children of the night. Yeah, we love him. We have not seen him. Yeah, we love him. We don't see him. Yet we believe. In all this, we still rejoice with joy unspeakable, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we do this so that we can receive the end of our faith, which is joint heirs. It's part of the inheritance of the saints in light. We want to make and see the end of our faith. We want to fight the good fight unto the end. We want, you know, Paul himself, he has said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept. I have not let the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy my faith. But I have kept the faith. He's ready to be offered up. He said, he's ready to go home. And we must be ready to go home at that time. So we can receive the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And this salvation that the elect, you saints of the Most High, are those that can hear this word. This salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, and they prophesied of the very thing of this grace that has come unto us. This grace? What is this grace? Oh, grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. But some say, well, the grace of Yah is Yah's unmerited favor, and it stops there. That's the only knowledge that they will ever obtain to. That is temporal. We really, 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 really need to tune our ears to the word eternal. This world is not our home. And we know it. A lot of us have this witness in ourselves that we have no place in this world. But Yah has seen fit that we have place in his world. And he has begotten us again into a lively hope. For Yah so loved the world. Which world were we talking about? The world in which we are attaining to. This time of Esau is coming to the end. This salvation the prophets have inquired, and they have searched diligently, and we've read. We've read the report, and they have prophesied of the grace that has come unto us. And they were searching what? Of what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. Testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. And why did he suffer? That the glory should follow. And it was revealed unto the elect, but not unto themselves, but unto us. They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with, notice that, with, but that have now are now reported unto you by them which that have preached unto you with a bunch of books, a bunch of research. No! Preached unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. And the angels, they desire also to look into this very thing that we are partakers of. He tells us, saints of the Most High, and all this that you've heard, gird up the loins of your minds. Be sober and hope, love. And the greatest of these is love. Gird up. I mean, keep your mind sharp. Keep your mind active. Don't be a passive believer. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end of the grace. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we should be obedient children. Do not fashion yourselves according to your former lust when you were ignorant. Because he that called you is holy. So be holy in all manner of conversation. Saints, ye are not redeemed. Notice this, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things. Things as silver and gold. You've been redeemed from your vain conversation, received from tradition. But you've been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, the elect, who by him, you think you believe, you think it's belief that you concocted in your own mind, in your own heart, you decide one day, of your own volition, I'm just going to believe. No, you cannot. For who by him do believe in Yah, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope don't be in knowledge, don't be in much research, but it be in Yahweh Elohim. You must purify your souls. And please purify your mind, your will, and your emotions. How? In obeying the truth. Through the Spirit. That is the vehicle. Not through your own understanding, not through your own ways and your own will and your own volitions. But you do this through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. Unfeigned love, what's that mean? Love that's not varying. Love that, okay, I love him today and I'll hate him tomorrow. And I like him a little bit the next day, and I love him a lot next week, and then the week after that, I hate him. But this should be unfeigned love of the brethren, See that you love another with a pure heart firmly. Because we, the elect, we're not born again of corruptible seed, but let you know that the seed that is in us, that birthed us, is incorruptible. And you were birthed by the word of Yah. You were not birthed by your own understanding. You were not birthed by repeating after someone saying. You were not birthed after you felt a little prick in your emotions and you boo-hooed just a little bit. You are born again by the word of Yah. And if you were born by the word of Yah, because he liveth and abideth forever, guess what the inheritance is? Eternal life. Because let you know about this flesh profiteth nothing. All flesh is as grass. Notice how he used just a, you know, we're in the dead season. We can see all through the warm months, through the living months, through the living seasons, how green and how plush and how thriving grass is. But you look at that time now, it exists no more. This is the dead season. And the word is likened our flesh as the same, this temporal. Here today, gone tomorrow. It says all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man, even what he might prop himself up to be of some good stature, whatever glory he might think himself is, the many books that he have read and much research and much degrees in college here and college there and school here and school there, all this glory. And whatever glory man has, it's as the flower of grass. You know, the grass withereth, and we can see it. Flower thereof falleth away. But the word of Yah again endureth forever. And saints of the Most High Yah, by the power of the Spirit, by through manifestation of pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. But the word of Yah endureth forever. And this is the word. The word that you should be hearing is the word that should be bringing you into eternity. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Well, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you again for joining us here tonight. Thank Yah for his wonderful mercy, for his spirit. I know more day by day without his spirit. I cannot consist by his spirit. You know, I cannot live. You know, his spirit is life. His spirit is love. His spirit is longevity. His spirit is nourishment. You know, if it wasn't for his, you know, it almost gets into words unspeakable. That's why I thank Most High Yah for a heavenly tongue. So when the times come, you know, that I can't speak in this earthly tongue, I think I will switch over to an eternal tongue. That tongue that I will be using in glory. And, you know, this is a tongue, you know, which by the Spirit has given me to communicate with the Most High Yah. That even, you know, the devils and the imps and the spirits of this world, you know, they cannot hear. They're shut out. They cannot understand. But our Elohim understands us. And I thank him, you know, it's by the power of his Spirit. And we should be, you know, constantly thankful for grace. Our walk in this life now should always be joyous. Trials and temptations and tribulations are going to come. But what is your perspective on what they are there for? That is, you know, renewing your mind. We've got to renew our mind. Know of a fact that you are being conformed to his image. Allow the conforming to take place. Allow the potter to pinch the clay, to purge the clay, to mold the clay. Let him, by the water of the word, keep you at a place where you can be molded. So when the fire comes and you put into the furnace, that you will have a vessel, a perfect vessel for his use. King is coming, saints of the Most High Yah. I pray this word has been a living word unto you, a word of hope, a word of edification. We are here to edify one another. Got enough out there in the world that they are tearing down murderers. Murderers. Much murder is going out there within the spirit of people's minds, within the silent tongue of their being. They're slaughtering one another. They're biting. They're devouring because they can't see. And we don't want to be part of that outer darkness, to get to a point to be cast to that area where you cannot see nothing, but you're devouring and gnashing one another. Should not be so in the body of Christ, but by his spirit, by obedience. He said, by his power that we are kept, we will express unfeigned love for one another. And we must clamor and cleave and desire this. Because when we were out there in that world, that was the thing we were looking for. We were looking for love. Now we have found it. And my hope for you is that you take hold on it and never let go. Let it keep you unto the end. It will empower you. It will strengthen you. It will gird you up. It will mount you up as wings, as eagles. You will fly above all this crap of this world, this realm. It will just see this time and this temporal existence will just be just a blink. And then you'll be in his presence because you stayed in obedience. You stayed in his protection. You stayed in his arms. And he brought you home. You didn't bring you home. He's bringing you home. Let him get you home. Blessings, saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you all again for your support, and I pray you support one another. As we need to pray for one another, we need to forgive one another, we need to love one another, we need healing. So let the love of Yah reign in your hearts. Thank you all, saints. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I am very grateful for our master. Oh, hallelujah. The King is coming.